This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have on the program today Representative James D. Martin, a Republican from the state of Alabama. Congressman Martin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congressman Martin, the situation in Selma, Alabama, in your home state, has attracted a great deal of attention across the nation in recent weeks. And I'd like to take this opportunity to discuss this subject with you. I know it's something that you're exceptionally well informed about, and have you been in Selma recently since all of this headline material started originating there?
Yes, Dick. I went to Selma a few weeks ago when some of our colleagues made an impromptu trip into the wonderful little city of Selma. I went the day before they made their journey so that I might be on hand and learn firsthand more about Selma, and also be prepared to speak on the subject on the floor of the House.
The American public has been led to believe that the series of demonstrations, which have led to a number of arrests and so forth in Selma, have been strictly about the right to register and vote. Yeah, now, do you feel this is the true picture?
Dick, of course, the people of Selma, both races, have always had the right to register and vote. And they could have gone down on any given registration day and, as any other citizen should do and have been doing in the years past, and registered to vote. The fact that they had not availed themselves of that opportunity is one of the questions that we all ask, because this is a problem throughout the country of getting people to cast their votes. I noticed the voting registration in some areas of Harlem and et cetera extremely low. People need to be encouraged to go down and register and vote, so obviously this was not their primary function.
In other words, there have been many times when people could have registered where they just didn't show up, and then all of a sudden here comes a line of several hundred people.
Well, I might illustrate it, Dick, by telling you that because of the proposed demonstrations to encourage the Negroes of that area to register to vote, the Selma registrars applied for 10 extra days in which to take care of these citizens. Well, the first 6 or 7 days that the registrars opened their office, the business was almost nil. As a matter of fact, only a trickle of citizens came into the office to apply for registration papers. Then all of a sudden, 1,500 show up on one day, which created an impossible situation. They began to sing and stomp and yell and create turmoil inside of the registrar's office, and it became impossible to carry on business as normal. So this is one of the great problems. Registration has been proceeding as normal, and people should be encouraged to register to vote, but they had another purpose in mind.
Well, what do you feel is the real purpose behind these Selma demonstrations?
Well, those of us who have thought carefully and looked carefully in the matter quickly came to the conclusion that it was not the right to vote or register because they already had that right. They had the right, and of course it was secured more firmly for all citizens in the recently passed Civil Rights Bill. There must have been something else. Well, that something else appears now on the scene to be a nationwide registration law that would abolish all state lines, do away with any qualification of voters. This morning I've been studying the qualifying voting law of the state of New York. I was surprised to find that it's as tough as Alabama. In fact, some of the questions are a little tougher. All states have, for the most part, taken it unto themselves to reach a decision on what they would use as the qualifying premise of their citizenry. Now, in Alabama, of course, we had a voter registration test. It was to find out if people were qualified in their educational level to cast a vote. It was a test based upon, about a 6th or 8th grade educational level, which seems to be pretty general throughout the country. Now, if they are successful in and through their demonstration and creating the through the mass media this thought that they did not have the right to register to vote, which absolutely was not true, then they must be looking for something else. And that something else is, of course, a new voter registration law that we understand might be before the Congress in the next few weeks. It would abrogate and abolish state lines and states' rights. It would send voter registrars under the auspices of the federal government in any state of the union that the federal government would see fit to send them to register citizens, regardless of their intelligence, regardless of their education, as long as they were 21 and could write their name in some way, shape, and form, they would register. This could upset many states of the union where they have tried to raise the level of the citizenry to vote instead of lowering the level of the qualifying test. It seems that we in America want to encourage everyone to vote, but somehow we've got to raise the level of the voter instead of lowering the bar, because we improve our country by increasing the intelligence and the education level of our citizenry and our voters.
Hasn't it historically been regarded that voter qualifications are within the purviews of the respective states to set? The 15th Amendment of the Constitution, of course, says that a state may not apply one set of qualifications to one group of its citizens and a different set of qualifications to a different group. But the qualifications themselves, in terms of age, residence, and various other things, aren't these state matters?
Yes, they are entirely state matters, Dick. This is a matter that has been left entirely to the state and should be held closely to the state. Eventually, if we continue this trend, we are erasing state lines, and states then become merely a geographical designation. Certainly, the right to set the qualifying pattern of the citizenry and test is a state matter and should stay a state matter. I certainly don't believe that you should take a test and abuse any one group of citizens. And I don't think that you should differentiate or penalize any group of citizens. Any test that any state, whether it's in the north, south, east, or west, should be applied equally to all citizens.
Getting back to the situation in Selma, Alabama, and surrounding territory, have you obtained any evidence of any communist involvement in these demonstrations?
I made a speech on the floor of the House following an incident that occurred in Selma, and I revealed there that some of the people involved had been involved with communist activities in the state of New York and elsewhere. This is of great concern to us because it's evident to us that these people get involved, for instance, in New York with communist movements, and the next thing you know, they're in a sleepy little town in the South agitating and stirring up trouble. These same people are involved in different type troubles. I noticed one of the men that tried to blow up the Washington Monument was also arrested in one of these involvements. So you've got all type of people accumulating in these little, small, wonderful, sleepy southern towns and stirring up trouble and strife. It's one of the great tragedies of our time.
I know that you've been in touch with the people of Selma. How do the people there, the community leaders and the man on the street generally, really feel about this situation? First, are they determined to uphold the voter laws and to see that they are fairly applied to everybody?
I found this about the people of Selma. Of course, I know Selma very well, and I know her people. And I'm one of those that loves the town of Selma because it is a wonderful town, a historic town, a beautiful little city. I found the people in all levels, whether they were officials or the man of the street, saying to me, yes, we believe that we should obey any law that's on the books. We will fight in the Congress or the legislature any law that we do not like. We will try to appeal it or to amend it. But once it's on the books, we should abide by that law. And I found this feeling prevalent wherever I went in the city of Selma. There was a driving urge to obey the law to the very letter, to the last dot of the last I, because they said, look, we are in the focus of the nation now, and we want to prove to America that we are law-abiding citizens. And so consequently, they are feeling that particularly acutely there in Selma. And I think that they have done a magnificent job in trying to obey the law and to fulfill this requirement.
Certainly the provocations to violence have been extreme, have they not?
Yes, of course. When you have the news media from all over the world, You can't film just a quiet, peaceful scene. Something must be done to create a nationwide television or news media picture. And if this doesn't happen, you must provoke it. So consequently, they move along until the opportunity comes, the cameras are on, the scene's set, let's go. It's almost like you might be producing a giant movie of some kind, and you're getting ready to reach the crescendo. It's one of the catastrophes and one of the heartbreaking things happening on the American scene.
I think one of the things that the American people probably generally are unaware of is that you, Congressman Martin, and other members of the Alabama congressional delegation have asked the Congress to appoint an impartial, unbiased investigating committee to go to Selma and tell the country what's really happening there. What's happened to this move?
Yes, of course we have been anxious to have an investigating committee from the Congress, from all sections of the country, from both political parties, to go to Selma and investigate and tell the American people the truth. There is no substitute in our land for the truth. Now, of course, we Southerners are not perfect. We have lots of problems. Everything that we have done has not been entirely correct. But there is one thing for certain. If the truth were told today, if America knew the truth about the South, we would have on our sides the vast multitude of America today that are seeking the truth, honesty, and integrity in our land.
Well, why is it that this committee has not been appointed?
They're not looking for the truth today. They're seeking in the mass media to create an impression in the country that the South is guilty of a great crime, and the truth would dispel this belief.
Congressman Martin, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much.
Dick, all too quickly. Thank you very much.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Representative James D. Martin, Republican from Alabama. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.